Don't mind me. I took a seat in your gravestone. Hope that's not a problem. Your gravestone. It's got a good view of the street below. So I sat down on it. Which part of this confuses you? Oh, wait. It's your first time, isn't it? All right. I guess it falls on me to break it to you. Okay. Here's the short of it. You're a ghost. What do you mean? What does it mean? You're a ghost. A specter. A spooky, translucent spirit of the dead. Yeah. You're dead. Specifically, you're dead before your time was up, so you don't go to heaven, and you don't go to hell. Instead, your soul is stuck here on Earth. Which, you know, isn't what any of us wanted, but I don't make the rules. The silver lining, if you want to call it that, is that every Krampus night, December 6th, you get to rise from your grave and float around as a ghost. Yeah, crazy, right? You might think that Halloween would be the night we get to wake up, but no, apparently December 6th is the day with peak supernatural energy. So, that's today. You're a ghost. I'm a ghost. It's Krampus night, and I am sitting on your gravestone. Questions? No? Good. Now go haunt somebody. Haunt, you know? Stalk people, scare the shit out of them. You can start with those people down there, dressed up as ghouls for the Krampus night parade. Show them what a real ghoul looks like. Well, no. The living can't see you, and obviously they can't touch you. Most of the time, they can't hear you either. I think if you scream really loud, they hear this wailing little noise. But if that's not your thing, you'll have to get creative. So, you can try, I don't know, flutter a curtain or something? I really don't care. No, I don't care because it was lame the first time that I did it. And I can't imagine the following 855 would have been any better. Yeah, I'm pretty old. You just figured that out now? Ever seen a 21st century ghost in a burlap tunic? Anyway, I'm sure you'll find haunting people delightful. Everybody else does. So, off you go. Have fun. What's up? Why the long face? Do you want me to move? I can sit somewhere else if you want me to. No? Well, if you don't want to go haunt somebody, you can always stay here. Watch drunken idiots in the funny dresses walking by. It's what I've been doing for the last 50 years. Just don't blame me for missing out on your first wild, crazy night as a dead man. What, did I offend you? Oh. So, not over being dead, huh? Let me guess, you were still so young and had so much left to live for. Isn't that what you people are on about these days? With your 80-year life expectancy? You're not gonna start crying, are you? Well, no. Life isn't fair. Or death isn't fair, I guess. Just be glad you're not in hell. Alright. Look. I know it takes some time to sink in, but it felt better if you talked about it. Go on. It's not like I'm busy. Tell me about all the things you didn't get to do while you were alive. You died of what? Oh, you've never had sex? Is that why you're moping? There are worse fates, you know. At least you weren't married off to a man twice your age, laid with him 3 times, and died giving birth to his child. Trust me, it's way overrated. You aren't missing anything. So, was that it? Or did you have dreams besides making babies? Tokyo. Is that like another city or something? Don't worry about it. You've seen one block of concrete, you've seen all of them. That's the problem with people these days. You can do whatever you want, so you feel your lives are incomplete until you've done everything. Look, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be diminishing your death. If you really wanted to see Tokyo, then who am I to say that's a bad way to spend your life? I guess I just have a different perspective. It's been a while since I, you know, talked to people. So my social skills are about as well preserved as my corpse. Look, I think you'd enjoy an afterlife a lot more if you hung around people who died more recently. People with a similar outlook on things. Oh, yeah, I know, I should be too, but most people from the Middle Ages aren't around anymore. I can't even remember the last time I saw any of my old friends. Well, no, they don't die, they don't bother coming out of their graves anymore. Just kind of sleep through it all. These days, I'm not even sure they know they're supposed to wake up. Or if they know, and they just don't want to. Why? I don't know. There's not much to do here. Just sit and watch the world change. Most people get tired of it. They hang around to watch their families grow old, and then they just kind of give up. Go to sleep and keep sleeping. Honestly, I'm starting to think maybe I should do the same. It's not like anybody's gonna miss me if I do. You are gonna miss me. I highly doubt that. Hey, if you want to keep me company, I'm not going to stop you. It's your grave after all. What? What do you mean it's my turn? If there's something I wished I had done before I died, say goodbye to my mother, maybe? I don't know. When you grow up on a farm in the middle of nowhere and you don't expect much from the future. If I miss something. Yeah. Yeah, I guess there are things that I miss. I don't know. Nothing big, just little moments, you know. I miss trees with leaves. I miss any month that is not December. Especially, you know, late spring, early summer. Waking up in the morning after a night of rain. Walking out in the wet grass. Feeling it wrap around your toes. When the air is still a little cold and everything is covered in this pale, beautiful light and everything just feels, you know, like it's coming alive again. That probably sounds stupid to you, you know, with your cross-continental travels and all that. Really? I always thought I was the only one. That's just... when you're alive, it feels like you're part of the world. Now it feels like I'm just looking at it. Maybe that's why I sit here, watching all these people, trying to remember what it felt like. How it felt to smell, to taste, to touch. Or, well, I guess I can still touch, just not living things. Oh, right, sorry. I forgot to explain that. So, your sense of touch doesn't work on living things. So, no plants, no people. Stones are fine. Pavements are fine. Other ghosts are fine. Yeah, a ghost can touch another ghost. Here, let me show you. Give me your arm. Feel that? It's this weird little tingly feeling. I think they call it ectoplasm or something these days. Yeah, I guess it does feel kind of nice. Speaking of nice, it's kind of a beautiful evening, isn't it? At least for December. I think if you look over there, there's even a spot to where the clouds are breaking up. You can almost see the moon shining through. It's crazy how quickly this night has gone by. It's usually unbearably slow. Look, we're already getting to the point where people are so drunk they pass out. Hey, if we're lucky, we might even get to see a fight. Last year, I saw a skeleton crash into the bushes on one of those stupid little wheelie things. Hey, I've only got one night a year to catch up on things. Excuse me if I don't know what a segue is. You'll end up there too. You'll see. Hey, look at that couple over there. The one by the bus stop. Yeah, the guy in the purple suit and the girl with the jester hat. Look at the way they're kissing. I don't think I've seen people kiss that passionately before. Look at how intensely they're embracing. Oh, you're not impressed, huh? And here I thought you had never gotten intimate. What? You mean to tell me people get even more touchy when they're in private? Even more than that? No, I've never looked. I don't walk around in other people's houses. I don't know. I've never thought it was my business. I guess it means I've missed out on this whole, what did you call it? Making out thing? Yeah, it's all new to me. Do you see the way he's holding her? Moving his hands like that? No, I'm saying it looks kind of nice. They look so happy. At least I think they're happy. Is it like this for everyone nowadays? Huh. That almost makes me understand why you were so bummed out before. host too. I'm starting to think maybe I should be bummed out too. Almost wish you hadn't shown up to tell me, but then again, you've made for a pretty good company, so I guess it was worth it. Yeah, I'm giving you a compliment. Is that so hard to believe? Well, I guess I don't blame you for that. I was kind of rude to you, wasn't I? Look, I'm sorry if I didn't exactly give you a friendly introduction to the afterlife. I know dying sucks. It does for most people. But for what it's worth, I think you'll make a fine ghost. You know, that translucent look suits you really well. Moonlight shining through your cheeks. Moonlight shining through your cheeks. The swirly grays of the December sky dancing on your skin. Yeah, that's another compliment. You'll look handsome, you know, for a disembodied spirit. Forget that I said anything. Well, I was thinking, do you know how there were things you wished you had done in life? Well, what if it wasn't too late for some of those things? I don't think you'll make it to Tokyo before daylight, but I was thinking maybe you could scooch a little closer. Yeah, just like that. Oh, no reason in particular. I just kind of wanted to sit a little closer to you and, this is okay with you, right? Good. Because I don't mean to, I wasn't sure if you wanted to, you know, with me. May I take off your shirt? ghosts can take off the clothes. They're like a part of you, but also not like a part of you. It's a whole thing with... Maybe I can explain this later. Careful with my breasts. Yeah, that's better. Yeah, that's really, really good. You're doing that on purpose. Of course you are. I am. No, I don't want you to stop. Actually, if you could just slide your hands up there. Yes, that feels
feels a little strange, but...
You seem to be enjoying this as much as I am. Are you? Are you ready to do this? It's not weird for you, is it? With all those people down there? Don't worry. They can't see us, remember?
Hear us?
Well, maybe if we get really loud, they'll hear a spooky wail coming from the graveyard.
Does that bother you?
Good. Now let me just slip out of these. Now, how do you want me to lie down? You want to what? With your mouth? Yeah, I guess we can do that if you want to. So, okay, what if I sit on top of your headstone like this? Then you can stand on your knees like that and... Oh, right, sorry, maybe I should spread my legs a little. Yeah? Is this what you had in mind? That feels... Oh, Lord in heaven. No, don't stop. That feels good. It feels really, really good. Your tongue is so soft. The way you're flicking my... Amazing. Where? How on earth did you know how to do that? You know what? I don't care. That was just so much better that I remember it. Come here. You want me to be on top of you? Yeah, I think we can make that work. Just, here, sit down and lean against the gravestone. Good. And then I can just sit in your lap. Is this comfortable? Good. You ready? me.
Slide it in.
There we go. I was going to ask if that felt good, but your face kind of gives away the answer. Now, let me just start moving my hips a little. It feels good having you inside of me. I can't believe I waited 800 years to do this again. Do you think you could help me a little? Put your hands on my hips and just... you are... you are getting really good at this. What? Slow down. Why? Already? No, don't apologize. It would be a pleasure to have your seat inside of me. Why? Why are you laughing? They don't call it that anymore.
Then, what should I call it?
Oh, well, in that case,
it would be a pleasure to have you come inside me.
Was that it?
Yes. I can feel you're getting tense. I love riding you like this. Are you going to come for me? Oh, yes. Oh, I can feel you. Oh, yes. Come inside of me. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Come. Come inside of me.
Good, huh?
yes, it felt really nice.
Wait, let me get off. There we go. So, was it anything like you imagined it? I mean, apart from being on a graveyard with a bunch of people with an earshot? Do you think they heard us? The people by the bus stop?
Yeah, they sure do look a little scared. I don't know if they heard you, but I definitely think that they heard me. You know what? If this counts as haunting, I can actually get behind it.
No, absolutely not. You don't need to worry. There is no such thing as a ghost pregnancy. Imagine if there were. That would be the worst. Having to raise ghost babies? Oh, God. I can't even imagine it. Don't worry. It's safe to do this, as many times as you like. We've still got a couple of hours left of the night if you feel ready again. Or we could just sit here for a while. I don't mind that either. It's kind of a shame, though, that we have to go back to rest in our own graves. Yeah, and I know it's another one of those stupid ghost rules. I really wish it wasn't, though. I wish I could just snuggle up on yours instead. But I guess we can always see each other next year. I mean, if you'll be there. Good, good. I was hoping you'd say that. You know, maybe afterlife doesn't have to be so boring after all.